Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Okay, it's Friday Food Club and we are joined in the studio by Mikey from Mill Road Butchers. Good morning to you, Mikey.
Good morning, how are we?
We are good, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good, 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 good. Right, so this week we are celebrating British Pie Week. It takes place every year at the first week of March.
Not to be confused with National Cornish Pasty Week, which I think that's one of those as well.
Is that a separate thing?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you know, according to, I've got a top 10 here of what the nation's favourite pies are, and at number one, it's actually the cottage pie, which, so the we've got cottage pie, and then there's fish pie, and in third, it's shepherd's pie. Just quickly tell us the difference between shepherd's and cottage.
So cottage is made with beef, and lamb is obviously the shepherd's pie. But there was a big petition last year to try and ban anything being called pie that didn't have pastry underneath it.
Okay, yeah.
So there's 5,000 signatures on this thing, and I kind of get it, but it makes no sense. The top three are all...
It's a pie.
That's quite weird,
it's
actually.
It's stuff put together, it's in the oven, it's a pie.
But yeah, the first three are all topped with mash, generally, aren't they? There's no pastry whatsoever.
I think it was to stop pubs sort of using a ramekin, filling it with meat, and then putting a puff pastry lid on top.
The cheaty way of doing it. I see. Right, well, I love this, because you've been doing your research quite intensively.
I have.
First of all, let's start. What, in your opinion, makes a really good pie?
It's got to be a buttery pastry, really good, soft, succulent meat, and a really thick, luscious gravy. Those three things together, you cannot go wrong.
Perfect. And how would you serve? Like, what's the best way of serving it?
For me, it's an individual pie. I'm a big lad.
Not on some mash and with a side of greens, none of that.
Well, mash and chips you can do.
Mash and chips.
I don't like this whole slice thing. That's where it goes wrong. Yeah, when you make a big pie and slice it.
Like a pork pie?
No. Like a big sort of family share pie. And you slice it and all the gravy goes everywhere. No, give me my individual pie, thank you.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Agree,
Mikey,
actually.
I'm completely with you on that.
Whole pie, yeah, I get that. I've got to say, now, when we were talking Pie Week, we realised it was Pie Week on Monday, and I instantly thought the best pie I have had, definitely recently at least, and it's the only pie I get now, is genuinely from you guys. It's in your freezer section. Who supplies these pies?
So Adrienne from Wildflower Kitchen, they're based just out near Havehill. She is an absolute goddess. Everything is homemade. She uses our meat, makes her own gravy. It is to die for.
So what's happened? So this is interesting.
Genuinely the best pie I've ever... Do you know, to the point that when I took it out of the oven, it was the butter was sizzling on top. I didn't even know the butter was... It, do you know what I mean? It was like I'd made it myself.
Yeah.
It was brilliant.
They feel homemade. And they're already egg washed. So all you need to do is stick them in a hot oven 50 minutes and they're super, super easy.
Yeah.
She is absolutely amazing.
So I'm intrigued with the mechanics of this almost. So you supply the meat, which you either deliver or she collects, and she then makes the pies, and effectively brings them back to you with your meat with her pie.
Yes, and it works wonderfully. She's an absolute dream to work with.
And she supplies just you or others as well?
There's a few other butchers around. She works with a couple of the pubs and restaurants, but she likes to sort of work with us mainly, which is quite nice. I usually get first dibs on what's going on in their kitchen.
You know what I've noticed about you guys? That you obviously have a very charming way of developing relationships with all the local suppliers around here. You obviously have really good relationships with everyone.
I think you have to these days. There's so many people doing what everyone else is doing that being new and exciting and fun, people want to get involved, and that sort of breeds excitement for everyone else.
Mm. Tell us a little bit about some of the research that you've been doing. So take us back to the 16th century and what they did with their pies.
So it was really bizarre when I was reading about this, and I'd always heard the sort of nursery rhyme, 4 and 20 blackbirds
baked in a
pie.
That's the one that Julian shouted out,
And then I started to realise that it was fashionable for the upper classes to put live animals inside a pie.
Because when the pie was opened, the birds began to sing.
But were they still alive? How were they still alive?
Well, it wasn't that hot. They'd just bring it out and it was more of a decoration piece. But they'd open this pie and the birds would all fly out and everyone would eat what was left.
That is the stuff of my nightmares.
Your pigeon pie.
I've got
with real pigeons.
Very bad phobia with birds.
Yeah.
And then you were also telling us about the world's most expensive pie.
So,
how expensive, like, price-wise?
£1,000 a slice.
A slice?
Yes.
Right.
There were 8 slices. It was made in Lancashire a few years ago. It had £500 worth of Wagyu beef fillet, so from Japan.
Right.
Chinese matsutake mushrooms.
Uh-huh.
French bluefoot mushrooms, and then black winter truffles. And then it was made, the gravy was made with a 1982 Chateau Maudon Rothschild wine.
Of course, why not?
As you do, for a £1,000 a slice, you can stick whatever you like in there.
And what would you serve it with?
Well, I wouldn't do a mash with that one. If I was, I'd want some saffron in it, trust me.
And maybe a bit of shaved truffles on top?
Well,
was
they
that
had
too much?
Gold leaf.
So. Oh, right, they've had the gold leaf. Right, of course it did. Yeah. Of course, yeah. Brilliant. And have you guys now started making your own pies?
We have a cafe over in Duxford called Greystones, and we're starting to sort of play with the idea. It's just time and, you know, space and all the rest of it. We've got 5 butchers now, which allows us to open up and do slightly different things. But to be the best butcher in England, we obviously have to get involved in all that sort of stuff. So whilst Adrian can keep us going, we're then going to branch out and do other little bits and pieces on the side.
So that's the aspiration, is it, to be the best, one of the best butchers in the country?
100%. Yeah? We need to be best in East Anglia, certainly by next year. And then after that, it's national competitions and all the rest of it. So,
oh, competitions, pie competitions, brilliant. Also, I just wanted to ask you, pies, very traditional. You've got your chicken and leek, steak and ale. Are there any pies out there where they're just starting to think a little bit outside the box now?
I mean, the duck and orange is the new one that's got me.
Ooh.
It's sweet, it's tart, it's very, very nice, but it's sort of pushing the boat in the wrong direction for me.
Right.
I want to be traditional with my pies. I want to be steak and kidney and nice thick gravies.
Yeah.
If we start going too fancy with them, it could damage the pie's reputation. That's the last thing we want.
You think there's there's the problem that the, say, a duck and orange pie becomes a thing, and for a while people enjoy it, maybe in favour of the steak and kidney, and then they end up not having the duck and orange anymore, but actually not going back to what they left. Is that kind of... Do you see that with other... I guess you must do with other
100%.
Food stuff.
Something becomes fashionable, everyone stops eating what wasn't fashionable, and obviously demand then drops for that. You see it a lot with value-added products these days, where you take something and you stuff it. And for the last sort of few years, butchery's become very sort of, I don't want to do that, I want to do everything properly and naturally. And now people are going, I want something ready to serve. And, you know, we're having to then catch up again and start restuffing and retying and doing all these wonderful things.
And who's responsible? I'm intrigued as to who would be responsible for, you know, not necessarily the duck and orange pie, but the emergence of such a thing. Is it, I don't know, some celebrity chef decides it's a good idea? Or
my old mate, Gordon
Sunday
and
Times.
Jamie.
Gordon and Jamie.
Yeah, it's 100% celebrity chefs. They go on TV, they give a recipe, everyone goes, I need to try that. And it changes food massively. You know, a few years ago, it was all about the cheaper cuts. So it was stuff like pig's trotters and hocks and tails and all those sorts of things.
Yes.
So we've now become massively popular, so the price has shot up.
Mm.
Stuff like lamb shanks, when I started 16 years ago, we used to give away. And now they're
no
sort
way.
Of 12.50 a kilo, you know. Silly money. And the same thing's happening with pies and all the products. It's all about fashions and what people want to eat, which is great. Everything needs to move forwards, but we need to make sure that we then sustain everything behind it.
Ian says he makes a very tasty Jamie Oliver chicken pie topped with mash. Are we deciding that's a pie or not?
Possibly I think you not. Have to, with the top 3 pies have all got mash on them.
Yeah, I guess so.
Have to say, I make an excellent fish pie. But which is a bit on the different side to I don't know if I would consider a fish pie really the traditional kind of pie that we're talking about here. I want pastry with
you
that.
You want the pastry and the little cross on the top or something.
That's the one.
That's kind of what you need.
Well, excellent.
Well, what's your favourite pie overall? What would you...
It's got to be steak and kidney.
Steak and kidney every time.
Every time. My grandfather, for years, made a thing called leaf pie. And he would never tell us what was in it. And it was the most amazing pie I ever had. And it turned out just to be a steak and kidney pie, but he put 2 pastry leaves on it, and that was it. So there you go, leaf pie. That's one for the books.
I like that. Well, Mikey, good to see you, as always.
Thank you very much.
And no doubt be popping in at some point on the Mill Road to purchase one of those pies.
Get one of those pies, trust me.
Excellent. Okay, thank you. Thanks very much, as always. Yes, it's just something about Fridays. Thank you, of course.
What could it be?
I have no idea. It could be those Jukebox Friday requests, or it could just be the fact we don't have to come in tomorrow. thank you very much. From me, Julian Clover.
And for me, Lucy Milazzo.
Top of the morning. Good morning.
I'm back tonight at 6 for the new Friday Feel Good.
And you're back on Monday with Tim. I'm off for a few days. Have a good weekend. You know, I don't know. I just like the traditional pies, you know, nothing too fancy. Steak and ale, what's your favourite?
My favourite pie is 3.141592 6535.